Recording.
All right, we're on. We ready?
You ready, Richard?
Yep.
All right, well, welcome to board meeting, district staff, MESPA, and Jill, MEA. Oh, you're new MEA. Oh, yay.
Yes, not MEA, sorry, MASA.
MASA. Oh, yay. Like, welcome to our district staff. I don't think our next meeting will be like this, however. So welcome to board meeting for August 8th. In attendance today, we have Jaron Cooper, Glo Merrill, Elizabeth Payne, Belinda Johnson, and Superintendent Covington and Business Administrator Richard Reese, and I'm President Cammie Anderson. So we will start with our Pledge of Allegiance by our superintendent.
If the audience would please arise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well.
I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Mic drop.
All right, we will move on and get I'll take a motion to approve our consent agenda.
I'll move that to approve this consent agenda. Gosh, sorry.
And a second?
I'll second it.
And all, any discussion? Okay, and all in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. We will go on, start with our MEA, and I don't see anybody from MEA.
I don't see anybody from MEA either.
So, Jill, you're MASA? We'll have Jill.
I did the motion.
Glo second.
Get on it. I don't really know what I'm supposed to do, but I just want you to know that we are so grateful to each of you for your support in our schools. And our custodial staff and the maintenance staff have done an amazing job this summer. We have are so grateful for each and every one of them. Our schools are getting ready. We are excited. We hope that you will stop by our schools. I know I speak for all the administrators, and we hope that you will join us as we welcome students and the teachers and our staff back next week. You are welcome in all of our schools, and we are excited for this new and upcoming year. We were already off to a great start, and thank you for your support.
All right, thank you, Jill. And MESPA, Ellie.
Hi, I'm Ellie Winder, and I'm here representing MESPA, and we wanted to say we are so excited for the new year.
Yay!
Beautiful.
Thank you, Ellie. And Foundation, Jeannie? I saw it on my calendar.
August 22nd, tomorrow.
Right.
2 weeks from now.
The 23rd?
And we are this close to full. So
maybe it's the 23rd. It's probably the 23rd.
We're good.
It's the Friday. It's the 23rd.
And we're excited. We have a gold. We have two silvers. We have bronze.
Oh, my God.
So we have one.
Yeah.
That's
the most you've had since I've been on board.
Like if those gold, silver.
Yeah,
that could be.
That's awesome.
That could be. And of course, we'd love to have all of you come and have lunch with us if you can. And it'll be about 12:15 or so.
Okay.
It totally depends on that, of course. And we do it where it is full. We'll play as fast as in previous years.
I found one person to have a group, and I have a group that should have sent something in to you from me. Yeah, just they wanted to sign up. I twisted their arms. Well, I hope so. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, I hope so too. And if not, we do have one course
Thank you, Jeannie. Any patron statements? All right, perfect. We'll move on to our report of the board, and we will start with Jaren.
I don't have anything to report other than I'm just excited to start the school year and looking forward to some of the activities that are coming up in the next couple weeks.
It's been a short summer, but I'm very excited for the new school year. I think having lots of new teachers and curriculum is going to be fabulous, and our district office people are really helpful for all of our teachers and administrators, and I appreciate them greatly.
All right, thank you. Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to jump on that bandwagon of being really excited for school to start. And also maybe my youngest go into preschool.
Nice.
So that's all I've got.
Yeah, ditto. I'm excited for our school year. Oh, you could call them me. Sorry. That was rude of me.
Belinda.
And I'm excited. It's all of a sudden ramping up that I'm back on UHSSA. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. If you need any information about that or have any information to pass on about activities and athletics, let me know.
All right. Perfect. Couple of thoughts that on high school athletics. Our girls soccer team is projected to take state, so they'll be a fun team to watch this year. We went and watched them at a tournament yesterday, and it's kind of exciting. They look pretty good. I attended the administrative assistant new orientation, and I was really struck that we only had three new administrative assistants. Was that right, that were there? Three. And do you think there was 50 plus people there?
No, 30-ish.
But still, that was not surprising, but a testament that Murray's a great place to work, because if there was only three new people, that when there's so many opportunities for different jobs out there, to only have three new ones, I thought that was great. And then I also attended the principal welcome back orientation, and that was exciting because there was a car that ran into the building right when that was happening. So that was pretty exciting, too. So I'm excited for a new year. I, too, was thinking, as I've just drove by the schools over the summer, always someone working on the schools, getting ready. So this is when we thank our classified for so much hard work that they do over the summer to make sure that our buildings, as old as they are as in the best condition possible for learning. So,
yeah, can you pass that on?
Yes, they've done a great job.
We appreciate it.
All right, so next up will be Darren.
I think they need to come back and adjust the mic for me. Rick, Brock, come on.
Don't touch it.
I'm not going to touch it. At all. I know what it does. So, I'm not even going to do that. It's good. They can hear. I've got a loud voice. So, the policies on here, most of these are policies that coincide with our negotiations. As you've looked through them, if you've had a chance to go through them, you'll see a lot of red. Not all of that is new. It's new in the fact that it was in the master agreement with the teachers union, but it just hadn't been updated for years. So I highlighted red a lot of language that we've been abiding by for a long time, at least for multiple years on some of these. So I'll speak about what we did change as far as negotiations. The other parts I'm not gonna speak about unless you want me to, because it happened in previous years and was agreed to by the board previously. So the first policy, SP 927, the sick leave article, I would direct you to 4.2.3 in the document. And this has to do with the amount of sick leave for our provisional teachers. And in our negotiations with the teachers union, we added an extra day, so they will have 8 days of sick leave for each of their first 3 years, so they can accumulate up to 24. And we did that in part to get Part B put in, and that is if we had a teacher before and they got sick and they were on continued illness, a brand new teacher, they could continue getting getting partial pay. And so we said there'd be a period of 10 days, and after that, it would be sick leave without pay, because we ran into an instance where we're like, we're paying this teacher for weeks upon end, and so we felt we needed to cap that. So that was just a personnel action that was made and agreed to by the union, and the new teachers now get an extra day. So I think it benefited both of us. Like I said, the other areas that are in red in there throughout the policy are things that just were not updated previously, and so that's just to draw your attention to it. If you do have questions now or later, you can ask me, and I'd be happy to answer them. So if we're okay with that one, I'm going to move on. The next one we have, and this was also part of negotiations, it's SP 935, the duty-free lunch and bus duty. And this is the same. There was a lot of this was not updated. And so to make it updated, we 12.1, right going down, we scratched some verbiage there. And is it bolded on your copy?
Mm-mm.
So in the middle of that first paragraph where it says elementary teachers are required to escort their students, this is the part we added. Elementary teachers are required to escort their students to and from the lunchroom and or recess within the allotted lunchtime schedule as determined by the building administrator. And part of this was tied into our new schedule and having our early out days and making sure we have a clear understanding of what the elementary teachers are supposed to do. So they're not saying, well, no, we go to lunch here, I don't need to walk my kids down, and this school does this and this school does that. We wanted to make sure it was spelled out clearly. That's all we added. The rest of that read. You remember inclement weather supervision's been in there for a long time. I think this is the fourth or fifth year we've been paying teachers. The union has set aside some money where they pay the teachers that stay in at the elementary level for helping when there's rainy days and so forth. So that's really the only change there on that policy. SP 938, this has to do with our, and you'll see the red part was probably agreed to 7-8 years ago, and that's where they had the planning time for, it wasn't reflected in the policy, but in the agreement, and that's where, it was actually back with Rob McDaniel, where they decided that an elementary teacher's planning time would be used for specific purposes. But the part I'd draw your attention to is just the strikeout at the first. That has to do with the individual schools deciding whether or not they get to have a planning day or not, but since we've all standardized that, we felt that that language is no longer needed. The union agreed, and so now we all have a common planning day, which will be very nice. I'm looking forward to that and hoping it works well.
So this says that teacher planning, elementary and secondary teacher planning time shall not be used for faculty meetings, professional development, training, or other administrative assignments. So that's their planning time. Nothing can interfere with that,
right.
Correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The next one we have is SP 940, and that's our contractual relations. And this one, there was a lot I found in here that wasn't quite up to date, but I'll take you down to a new section we added, 19.11.1. And so this 19.11.1 came about because our secondary teachers have received some compensation when they on their prep, they'll cover as a substitute for another teacher, but our elementary teachers have never received any type of compensation when they're doing coverage. So we put in there that in the event that elementary teachers cover a full class due to a shortage of substitutes, they'll be compensated at the daily rate of a certificated substitute for taking on that extra class. And then also if elementary or secondary is out on medical leave, we had the instance last year where some people were out on medical leave, and we had to rely on some other teachers for planning purposes because those teachers were not able to, that we can at least pay them for their time planning. So that's why that language, and of course the union was very favorable to that, and we felt that was fair to the employees to have that as part of our agreement. So that's the only thing, all the other red in there, like I said, just trying to make sure it's updated in policy. The agreement's been updated faithfully, but the policies have been missed here and there, so.
I have a question.
Yes.
Oftentimes on a long-term sub, do they actually create curriculum as well?
Yes, some of our substitutes or I shouldn't say substitutes, we've kind of started to rely on our instructional coaches mm-hmm. and those folks in the building who have the knowledge and expertise.
Good.
It's difficult with some positions, but yeah.
Because in the past that happened frequently.
Yeah. The next one is actually a brand new policy. So SP 900.1. And this is the Employee Code of Conduct. What it mirrors is it mirrors the educator professional ethics. So the state is requiring this training, a training now of all employees, and a policy for every school district. And I should, do I have you, the board on the Safe Schools training? I should send you.
Yeah,
we get them.
The reminders.
You know that Safe School, we get it. If we do it, will that go away?
Yes.
Yeah, if you do it, it goes away.
I'm going to do it then because
you
get like, you get about 600 emails a day of that from schools.
But if you need me to turn it off, I can.
No, I will do it.
Well, would you prefer we did it? How about that question?
Well, I just, if you're not required to.
No, you're not. But it might be good so you know.
Like you would suggest.
I would suggest.
Yeah, there's some of those you might be like, yeah, and if it's one you don't feel you need, you can talk to me.
Yeah, this might be a good one because this is a very important one.
Maybe that's what I needed to hear was that.
And how often does our staff need to do that Safe School? Is that a yearly? Annual.
Every year, and so superintendent and I sat down and we went over and kind of mapped out the ones that can be that need to be every year by statute, the ones that we can maybe do every other year or every third year. I was just in a meeting with the provost superintendent. Is that Keith Wright?
That is.
And he said that in Provo they did about 4 to 6 hours of training. It's the training's stacking up, and so we're hoping that the state office can combine some of the trainings. Because there's a training on Utah educator ethics, and now they've added employee code of conduct, which kind of overlaps. But this one is meant to cover everybody in the district. Everybody in the district needs to take this training. And so the policy is here. It talks about boundary violations, what they are, defines them. And this is very similar to the training I do with our classified groups and with the new teachers also, going over what is appropriate, what's not appropriate, definitions of grooming, sexual conduct, sexual battery, and so forth. Policy just says staff members shall recognize and maintain appropriate personal boundaries in teaching, supervising, and interacting with students, and shall avoid boundary violations, including behavior that could reasonably be considered grooming or lead to even an appearance of impropriety. Then it talks about the different things, physical abuse, verbal, sexual, mental. Just tells more about what staff members may or may not do. Reporting, it's very specific as far as the chain of command that these things need to be reported to school administrators and then up to the district. And then our training, like I talked about, that has to be done within the first 10 days of hire for our new employees. So we'll be assigning that to them as we're starting a new school year. All of our employees will be taking this, but then when anyone hires on, they'll get that lovely email that says you need to complete this training.
Okay.
So I don't know if anyone has questions on that.
The one question I had, and I got to get back to it, was talking about the social media.
Mm-hmm.
So all it says is interacting privately with the student through social media, computer, or handheld devices. So we do have a lot of coaches in that text out to the students and teachers that use personal text.
Well, they don't usually use personal text. They use the
remind.
Can't see each other.
Yeah.
Remind.
Yeah.
We've always instructed the teachers that if they're doing if they're a coach and they're doing a group text, the group text is okay. Group information, practice has been changed from 4 to 4:30. Those type of things, if they're doing the individual stuff, that should not be happening of a personal nature. I mean, if a student asks about an assignment, yes, an employee could respond back and say, yeah, you need to go here and take care of this.
I'd love to say that we just have them interact just through email, but students don't read emails. They just don't. The interaction is through texting, but it does scare me a little if they're texting students individually, not necessarily for the students, but also for the staff members, safety. It's just not not a good thing to do. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for noting that. We'll discuss
that
further.
We'll talk to our athletic, yeah, or our athletic director.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
And then on this policy, where it's a new policy, we're not voting on it tonight, but as the board, can we really take a look at that before the next meeting to make sure that, because it is a new policy, not a addition.
Right.
And just FYI, this was done by Angie Stallings at the State Board of Education. Perfect. Gave us this model policy, which is good for us.
And the state also provided the training.
Yes, thankfully.
I think just taking a look at it and make sure it meets our needs is good since it's new.
Yeah, okay. And then the last policy I have, and this is just some minor changes to the school principal, and Jen has affectionately named this the Mr. Dolph Church policy. So and the reason why is Dolpha sends a regular reminder at the very end of the policy. It used to read that the principal contract ended on June 20th. And so.
Well, that's in our memorandum of understanding.
That's in the
But we need to clear this up so we can clear that up.
So clear this up, then clear that up. And so, they get off early. So we're clearing that up to make sure they know their contract. And then just some technical changes.
Dolph knows every policy. You don't even have to ask him.
So that's all I have.
Detail guy.
So thank you.
All right. Thank you. Superintendent.
Okay, so it's time to discuss our 2019-2020 board meeting schedule. And so I put a draft copy in board book for you. And I just wanted to kind of talk about it and solidify these dates and maybe mention a few things. So I've got them scheduled the second Thursday in most cases of every single month with study sessions as needed the fourth Thursday. In September, September 26th on the study session date is the second night of Murray High School Parent Teacher Conference. I don't know that would affect, you know, Cammie and Jaren, and I'm not sure if that works. In November, we could do, so our board meeting is on the 14th, and then the study session date is a Thanksgiving holiday, but we could do a study session on November 20th, or excuse me, 21st, if we wanted to do that. In December, remember, we meet on the first Thursday rather than the second. And that does allow us, if we wanted to do a study session on December 19th. Our January dates are pushed back because we have USBA conference. And then the February 27th study session is on elementary parent-teacher conference night. So again, I don't know if any of those are ones we want to look at or if we're good to go with what we have here. Okay.
And we'll be gone that next week.
Okay. I think typically when somebody's just going to miss one, we just excuse them.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine for you just to be excused on that, if you're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I guess let me ask, are we okay with having study sessions scheduled on parent-teacher conference nights?
It's fine with me. I can make it work.
Make it work, okay, on both elements. And then, do we want to do a study session in November?
Let's wait and see what we need to study.
Okay.
I'm kind of definitely not in December, just because December is such, that would put it toward Christmas, and it's just too busy.
Right.
So no study session in December. Is everybody on board with that? And then November, let's just leave it off. And
okay.
We'll take a look at it.
Okay. So I would ask for a motion to approve with that change it's just as it is. There's no change then with what we've got on here on the draft for our 2019-2020 school year board meeting and study session dates.
I move that we approve the calendar for board meetings as outlined by Superintendent Covington.
Okay. And a second?
A second.
And any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. There you go.
Thank you. We'll get that published and we'll get that with Dee and get that all on. And I'll get you calendar invites. Oh, Belinda's already done it.
No, see, that's not me.
Yeah,
it's if I put one on my calendar.
Well, I have an invite from you.
Isn't that weird? That's where they're coming from. If I put it on my calendar, somehow it sends it out. Did you get one too?
No, I haven't looked.
Sometimes I'll have board meeting like 5 times on my calendar.
We really want you to remember.
Yeah. Which one was that?
January 16th.
If I delete it, I wonder if it'll send you a...
All right, anything else?
No. Do you want to take a minute to go into closed session? Remember how we talked about
it? Oh, yeah. Do you want to
do that real quick? So I would ask that we at this time adjourn into closed session, and we will meet in the large conference room just for a few moments to discuss personnel and property prior to coming back for our truth and taxation.
Okay. I will pull the board to make sure they're okay with closed session. Jaren, Glow?
Yes.
Belinda?
Yes.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay. We will adjourn and go into closed session and then meet back here in 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.